Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 10th, 2026. Today the Church celebrates the great Benedictine Saint. Saint Scholastica. Mark writes in his Gospel, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Israel prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.'" There is something quietly unsettling about today's gospel. The Pharisees and scribes are not wrong to care about worship. They are not villains twirling mustaches. They are guardians of tradition, protectors of holiness, men who have devoted their lives to ensuring that the people of God remain faithful. Their question to Jesus seems reasonable. "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of our elders?" Yet Jesus responds with a sharpness that startles us. "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." What Jesus exposes is not devotion, but displacement. Something has subtly moved out of alignment. The outer forms remain, words, gestures, customs, but the inner center has drifted. Worship continues, but the heart is no longer at home in it. This is not merely a problem of the first century. It is a danger for every religious soul. We know how easily faith can become a performance. We know how comforting it is to do the right things, to say the correct prayers, to follow the expected patterns. None of these are bad. Tradition is a gift. Ritual is a teacher. The Church does not despise forms. She treasures them. But Jesus insists on something deeper. Forms must remain transparent to love. The tragedy Jesus names is not hypocrisy as deliberate deception, but hypocrisy as distance. Lips speaking holy words while the heart remains untouched, unconverted, unoffered. And this is where the memorial of Saint Scholastica quietly illuminates the gospel. Scholastica, as you might know, lived a hidden life. No sermons are recorded, no miracle proclaimed in public squares. What we know of her is simple and profound. She sought God with her whole heart. Her life was prayer shaped into flesh. Tradition did not become a shield, it became a doorway. Rule, rhythm, and silence were not ends in themselves, but always of staying close, ways of remaining present to love. In the famous story of her final meeting with her brother, Saint Benedict, Scholastica asks him to stay longer, to speak of God through the night. When he refuses out of fidelity to the rule, she prays, and heaven responds with a storm that makes departure impossible. Gregory the Great tells us that the meaning is plain. She loved more, and therefore she saw more. Here is the quiet correction of today's gospel. True worship is not about perfect compliance. It's about surrendered affection. God does not measure prayer by precision, but by presence. Jesus is not abolishing tradition. He is rescuing it from becoming a substitute for conversion. The heart cannot be replaced by habit. No amount of correct practice can compensate for a heart that refuses to love, to forgive, to soften, or trust. This gospel then invites us to an uncomfortable but grace-filled question. Where is my heart during my worship? Is it guarded, distracted, performing, or is it poor, open, and real before God? God does not ask us for impressive devotion. He asks for an honest one. He desires worship that breathes, worship that trembles, worship that dares to bring him not only our words, but our wounds. To worship from the heart is to let God see us as we truly are, and to trust that this, and not perfection, is what he desires. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see beyond our words and gestures into the secret places of the heart. Save us from worship that remains only on our lips. Draw our hearts back to you when they grow distant, hardened, or afraid. Through the quiet witness of Saint Scholastica, teach us to love more than we calculate, to trust more than we control, and to remain with you long enough for our hearts to be changed. Purify our worship so that what we speak with our mouths may rise from a heart truly given to you. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, this brief reflection, I invite you to return here each and every day when we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. Through the intercession of Saint Scholastica, may you be blessed today, and may God keep you safe. Amen.